So we are at the 2018 Community Partner Summit, and we are fortunate enough to have representatives from 23 different nonprofit organizations in our community that we work with throughout the entire year on all of our programming, unique events, and advocacy platforms. This is a first-time event for us to bring together every single organization, realizing that so many people in the nonprofit world overlap with each other, and it's a great way to really build camaraderie before we go into the season. We're not a direct service organization at the Broncos, so in order to have the most impact, we need to create long-term, meaningful, and impactful relationships within our community. And so being able to work with organizations that span, you know, five different focus areas for us, youth development, quality of life, health and wellness, youth football, and civic engagement, we can do so much more by partnering together with those who are doing great work. We have a tremendous responsibility. Being a professional sports franchise in our community, those organizations, those fans, those kids are looking up to us to do the right thing. So by having a great group of organizations that we vetted, we worked with, some for more than two decades, we can tie our players in to causes that are important to them. We can make sure that players who want to give back have the opportunity to give back, not only with their monetary donations or any financial responsibility, but with their time. Just something as simple as going to the Children's Hospital once a week or serving lunch at Denver Rescue Mission's homeless shelter. Those are little things that the players and our staff can do to make Denver a better place. I've heard lots of comments that this is the best way to start a week. This is a great Monday for them. And the partners see our players in a variety of different settings, at those different events, at the hospital, at our kickoff luncheon where they're sitting next to them as table guests. And so being able to come out and enjoy themselves and not have to worry about hosting an event, we get to treat them. This is us hosting the community partners for something that we feel is so tremendously important to the organization. For about the last decade, we have been operating with a flagship partner model. And so we've had anywhere from 6 to 12 flagship partners that we've worked with. When we did our strategic planning, which we do every off-season, the department and I, we sat down and realized that we were working with far more than 10 organizations. And so we wanted to really elevate all of our partnerships up to the level where we could do more in an impactful way. We have a great really pool of assets to use, so opportunities to tickets and game day experiences, player appearances, events, monetary donations, capital improvement projects, and by spreading that out across more organizations, we can do so much more in the community, and it really opens up, you know, the doors for new organizations for us to learn about and really grow our impact across the city.